And aloha, welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui. I am excited about today's show. We have Anthony Fluke here in studio.
Aloha.
And we have Brianna, who's just darling. How old are you, Brianna? But you can't ask me how old I am.
I'm 10.
You're 10. And how are you, Reagan?
I'm 12.
You're 12. And they're wonderful ukulele players. And we've got Uncle George Kahumoko coming in a minute, and I'm going to go Facebook Live in just a few minutes as well. We're going to have some music, and I love music in studio. And boy, if you haven't heard Anthony Fluke is so awesome, and he's going to be with George Kahumoko. And also we've got, I don't know what school you went to, Anthony, but we've got a great band opening things up at 10 o'clock. The Maui Waena Intermediate Band, 75 of them there, starting it off at 10.
Awesome.
And Keone's Hot Lava. And I'm going to have a lot of prizes. I'm emceeing for Dikini Dikine Day at the Queen Kaamanu Center this coming Saturday, 10 to 2. And I'd like to have you all come out there. And I'm going to start Facebook Live here. Let's see. I guess I'll post that. Return post. Okay. None. Okay. So we're going to start. And you were telling me a great story, Anthony. You were telling me that you were part of the lay... that started the lay of, what's it called, the lay of love?
Lay of aloha.
Lay of aloha.
Yeah.
Which people may have heard of. It's some wonderful people who I know who are involved in that. And they started giving lays to people who had gone through traumatic, awful experiences and traveling to the place. And these lays are huge. And you went with them to Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, Las Vegas and also Florida was our largest lay yet. Over 3 miles of lay, over 2,000 volunteers, over 30 schools involved in this lay. This was from the students of Hawaii to the students of Parkland, Florida. And I was just so blessed to be a part of it and get involved with the organization last year for the Lay for Las Vegas. And, you know, it started a few years ago for the Lay for Paris. Uncle Ron Ponzo had, you know, and he was talking to another supporter of the Lay. And you know, we should give him a hug. And,
yes.
And it started with a... you know, with a dream, you know, and then it was a mile long lay of aloha.
Was it really a mile long?
Yeah, the first one was a mile long, and it was all woven at Nalu's. Yeah.
And how'd you get it all to Paris and keep it fresh? Your refrigerator, or what happened with that? I wonder how they did that.
Yeah. They put it in big coolers, big commercial coolers. Like I know for the one for Florida, I think we had about 10 coolers, and it's huge. Commercial. It was over 800 pounds of lay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And then you put it all together when you got there.
And we put it. Well, yeah, but there was also we kind of left it in separate sections. They were eighth of a mile sections.
Wow.
And we actually ended up giving. There was a memorial.
Uncle George just walked in. Aloha.
Sorry, I'm a little bit late over here.
It's okay.
I forgot that while I was school there. I was stuck behind the traffic over there.
Oh,
hair school.
We're talking about Anthony doing the Lay of Aloha and taking it to Florida.
Yeah.
And you wrote a song for that as well, which is a beautiful song. It kind of came to you right before you were on with the, when you're going to Las Vegas for the first time, right?
Yeah, it was a couple days before we left, and I had only figured out I was going, you know, I was invited to go a couple days before that. It was all really last minute. But, you know, a couple days before I was just messing around with this tuning. I wasn't really trying to write or anything, but this song just really flowed in. And 2 days later, I was on my way to Las Vegas, you know, to deliver this lay and deliver
the
song.
Well, I have a CD, but I'd prefer you doing it.
For sure.
I'm putting you on the spot. You got Uncle George gave you his 12-string Takamine guitar.
I'm so blessed to be playing this guitar.
Yeah, this is actually a gift from the old man Takamine. I got this guitar way back in 1974.
Wow.
From this guy, the guy who made this, he made 74, 75, 76, up to 1980. So this is one of the guitars for that time.
Wow, that's priceless.
Yeah. So I had to refurbish and put in a new, Line of Music did it for me. They did a new thing, so.
Wow. And it's, I love that guitar.
Yeah, and this is the one that got busted on the road and it got fixed.
Tell that story. I saw the picture of it. It was terrible.
Well, they fixed it and it looked good. Over here was all missing. This whole side was gone.
What happened? Did it get dropped?
I think they dropped it. It was American Airlines, but they said they're going to fix it now. And then when I played it, it sounded tinny, so that he had to replace some of the things inside of the pickup.
Is that what was making it sound tinny?
Yeah.
So does it sound as good as it did before?
Yeah, yes, it sounds good before.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm looking for my tuner.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to have Anthony tuner. Do a little.
Yeah, and I'll keep backing up. I don't remember the song.
Yeah, we're going to do the song. And this is called what?
This is called Ku'u Le Aloha. Le Aloha, closest to my heart, Ku'u. And this is the song for the Le of Aloha, and the musical representation of the Le. And we're very blessed, and I'd also like to thank Uncle Ron Ponzo for his amazing efforts. You know, he was the founder of the Le and all of incredible volunteers. This is dedicated to all of our core group here at home of the Le of Aloha. Kulei Aloha. Kulana open your eyes, look at this world. Is this the place we want to raise our boys and our girls? Look to your heart, look to the sky. Say, how can I make this place a better one for you and I? Protect our future, protect our land, protect our children, give them a hand. Protect our ocean, protect our sands, protect our mountains. Why can't we all just understand? Kulei Aloha. Ka aina elei na me anui. Is this our Hawaii? Is this our Honua? We only have one chance, no turning back. You know we can do better than that to protect our future, protect our land, teach our children to lend a helping hand, protect our ocean, protect our sands, protect our mountains. Why can't we all just understand? Kulei Aloha. Kulei Kuleana. Kulei Akiki waka aida. Na ke aua I ka nā helehele I la I e ke ki o mua hue kaua koko. Nā ki o manu I ka nani manu e hoe, I honu mai ana o ke akua, I kona mau kahu o mako. O mako noe, o mako noe, o mako noe. Thank you.
beautiful. Oh, my gosh. That's lovely. You know, I just love your voice, Anthony.
Thank you.
You met Uncle George when? I mean, I remember when Uncle George was telling me that he had met you, and he brought you in the studio here. And how many years ago was that?
I believe 2 years ago, yeah.
When did you start going to the ukulele contest? That's what I remember.
I started when I was around 12 years old.
Yeah, okay. 12 years old.
Yeah, I did that for a few years, and Uncle was, of course, you know, that one of the judges. Yeah.
I noticed over there and invited him to come up and, you know. He actually called me. He wanted to learn slacky guitar, and I had this extra guitar. I said, okay, come on up. Same thing with, you know, the Timmins sisters. Yeah.
And Reagan.
And Reagan, yeah.
Who are really talented singers and players.
Yeah, I just was listening to the album coming on over. So they got a new song. I like song number 9, yeah.
You're
working on it, yeah.
Oh, well, we should have you. Did you play on it?
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. I was on tour, I guess, when they
Oh, that's right. You went all around. You were really busy.
Yeah, I mean, 38 states, 43 gigs, it's 47 days. Just like boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
All over the U.S. And we sold out numerous shows in Boston and New York. We went all the way Pennsylvania, Swarthmore. Where else did we go? Minneapolis, Michigan. Chicago's minus 32 degrees.
Oh, not.
We were playing in the snow. Actually, we were invited to go eat Chinese food, and we had to walk through a blizzard to get there. I didn't want to leave my car because the parking is so expensive, like $45. I had free parking at the venue, so I walked 6 blocks in the blizzard.
You're lucky you didn't freeze. Freeze. Wow. So, I mean, I'm
just
really
to eat dim sum.
But you share this. People must have loved it because some of these probably have been places you've done before because you've done these tours before.
Well, what's great about it is that at least one third of the people that we meet on the road have never heard of music before.
Really?
But one third have been to a show on Maui.
Ah.
So our show's been going for 15. And then another third, you know, have heard us before over there too. So,
well, for you really folks, it's going to be a treat to see you and Anthony. Anthony plays at 12, and you're going to play at 1 at the Queen Commons Center this coming Saturday. It starts at 10 and goes to 2 for the Dakini Dakine Day, and I'll be emceeing it. You brought these lovely ladies.
I might bring them. They might come in and sit on my step, too.
They should. And I was blown away. I mean, just, and this is Mom. They're homeschooled.
Yeah.
And Reagan is so well-spoken. You write songs together, you girls, right?
Yeah.
Talking to the mic, yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And you really play well, too. Where did you learn ukulele?
My sister. She taught me everything I knew.
You taught her how to play ukulele, but you're the younger sister.
Well, I've been playing since I was 5 years old. So she wanted to learn it because she was playing piano before that.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I can't play one of these around town, so she asked me if she can learn the ukulele.
That is so cool. So you want to do a song together?
Sure.
What song do you want to do?
I'll give you this mic too.
So the song that we'll be playing is a song that we just played today, actually, at Uncle George's. And it's an original that we wrote. It's a duet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Ke Aloha No Ohana.
And you wrote as a duet.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. All right. Oh, look, they even have their own songbook.
Yeah, they have.
I'm impressed. Let's bring that mic over to George in case you
want. I want to take it. Open it up.
Okay.
You might want to play. No?
Okay.
You got the paper?
In between of us. You got to push it down, I think.
There you go. I want to put it closer to me,
too. Yeah, there we go. That's an arm.
Okay, so we're going to do this song called
Ke Aloha No Ohana.
Okay, great. You speak? Yeah. Do you both speak Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, immersion.
Immersion school. Wow, how cool is that?
Can you guys see good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, here we go.
You can choose this one. Okay, we know you're picking. Oh, okay. Oh,
That's beautiful, girls. Oh, my gosh. And you wrote that, and you sing like angels.
Yes, thank you.
You sing beautifully. I love it. Wow. So bring that mic back so we can. Okay. You learned. They started learning at home, and did you found them at the? How did you discover them?
Yeah, they were playing at the ukulele contest that my son started. I think 23 years ago. Mm-hmm. This year will be. They usually have it in October, September. Yeah, the ukulele contest.
Yeah. Anthony was found at the ukulele contest,
and so was the girls. Yeah,
and both Brianna and Reagan, who are very talented and beautiful, also were found. I mean, this sounds like a great way to be found, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I taught at Lahaina Luna High School for 20 years. I retired, and then in 2012, and I taught at Institute of Hawaiian Music. But 2006, and I retired in 2012 too. So, I was, you know, but I figured, well, I can homeschool a couple guys. You know, they were homeschooled. These So they would come up on Tuesday. They still do. Today, in fact, was a work day for us. What did we do? Tell them what you harvested.
I harvested pele, edible hibiscus, and spinach. Three different varieties of spinach.
Wow.
And they did some bananas. And
we did bananas and papayas. And then we fed all the animals, the goats, the sheep.
Wow.
And then Mama helped rake up the manure. And then I cut grass yesterday. I fed them 8 buckets of grass.
Wow.
And then this afternoon, I'll go cut some more grass. You know, we really don't
that
have enough
rain
to eat.
Out there was pretty heavy.
Yeah, digging. Actually, I fell down last Saturday. I was raking the manure, and I fell in a bucket because my boots are kind of worn out. And I have a big bruise on my. I thought I cracked my wrist, but I went to the doctor yesterday. He said, no, they're just bruised.
That hurts, though.
Yeah.
It does.
So, but I'm just
it doesn't stop
walking.
You, but it hurts. Yeah. I know.
Well, you know, when it happened on Saturday, I just got up and I started weed whacking for a couple hours. I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Then after the next day, when I woke up on Sunday, it was like, oh, man. Wow. And then. So I said, I better go doctor, man, because it felt like I couldn't even breathe. Or if you cough or something, you sneeze. Oh, it feels like your whole chest is going to come out, you know?
Yeah, Kahakaloa out there is pretty amazing. How many acres do you have at ranch out there?
I have 2.5 acres, and I fenced in my neighbors about 50 acres. But right now, all our neighbors are starting to build houses, so we can't run our animals in because they start going into their living room and stuff like that.
That's not good. No, we don't.
Especially Pepper. When they were building the house, actually, Pepper went inside. I don't know how he ended up in the attic, and he ended up on the top of the roof.
Is he a goat? What's
Pepper? Yeah, he's a goat. He's actually a feral goat.
They're good at climbing.
He's a feral goat, but he's really, you know. Now we have another one. What's his name? Sweetie Pie, who gets in where he's not supposed to be. So, you know, it's just like a challenge.
Yeah, and Uncle Richard out there passed away about a month ago.
Yeah, and actually,
and he was such a big part of Kahakaloa, wasn't he?
Yeah, we just did the celebration of life. Was it last weekend or the weekend before?
Weekend before, I think.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, all my nephews and everybody came and we helped. We killed like a 450-pound pig and 4 turkeys and all kinds of stuff. Maybe about 100 pounds of sweet potatoes donated by our friends. What's
That's
his name?
That's a lot of Bobby sweet potatoes.
Yeah. And then we got, you know, we bagged all the stuff. And we took it down to the village, and we got out of there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not kidding. I was delivering the stuff at 6 in the morning
because
we took everything out of the emu at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
There was actually 200 cars down there.
Wow.
And they had like 10 potty potties, and this is going to like a party for 3-4 days.
Wow.
So I just dropped off my stuff and then got out of the valley because I didn't want to get stuck.
The parties were along the road, right?
Yeah, they parked along the road, and you know.
In.
Well, you could drive in. I just barely made it. And plus, it was really wet and rainy. So the where they're having it, this is like a big hill. And I have 4-wheel drive, but my tires are kind of bald. I could barely make it up the hill because I was sliding. And then when I had to go around in like a loop and come down the hill, I started going sideways down the hill. So it was kind of scary. So of course, the next day I went down to my friend, Royal Hawaiian Tire, and I got 4 new tires.
All right. Now, we need to have you play something, Uncle George. Now, I think you're in the Nahoku Hanahano for your which CD? Or is it both
CDs?
Well,
the latest CD was written, was my Tutu, I call it Tutu's Favorite Songs. And I have one, a copy for you. I just forgot it in the car, but I give it to you.
Yeah.
And this one is, when I was growing up, you know, about, you may be younger than them, about 3-5 years old, I would lay on my tutu's lap, and she's weaving her lauhala, or she's making coffee, doing her hats or something. And she would sing all of these melodies. And she was a really famous player. Her name was Tutu Lari Ha'ai Kahumoku. So this is one of her songs that she used to sing all the time. It's a song written for our beloved queen. This song is written in 1870.
Wow.
key of C.
Omakalapua Uluma Hie Hie G7 Kalei O Kama Kaeha No Kama Kaeha Nalei Nali Avahine Kavahine kihe nepuha ele iho I ele liula mihe. Lili Ola Mie.
Take one, Anthony. Favorite song, the classic called Oba Kalapua, written for beloved Queen Lulu Kalani.
Well, George is like a 4-time Grammy winner and has an amazing site, and all of your product is there. What's your website, George?
Kahumoku.com, and also we have the slackyshow.com, and it tells about where we're playing, you know, all across the U.S. And it even has the, we're going to be playing this Saturday, I'm at 1 o'clock at the Kahumanu Center.
Yes, yeah, which is perfect. And yeah. That's going to be going on from 10 till 2, and I'm going to be out there, and Anthony's going to be there at 1. I thought you two might play a piece. I was talking to Anthony before you came in.
Yeah, yeah.
About his CD that you did, helped out on that CD, his latest CD as well.
My debut CD.
Yeah.
Debut CD, yeah.
Yeah, his debut CD. Which song did you want to do together?
I was listening to I happened to hear your ad on the radio for the Dakini Dakainde. I was like, I'm playing that. And then my song Waves was on there, and Uncle George accompanied me on that, and brought back good memories, of recording up at Uncle's farm. So yeah, that'd be fun to do. So,
okay.
Yeah. You want to do that one? And this is called Waves.
Oh yeah, right now. Okay, yep. Let me grab my ook.
Oh good, yeah, your ook, which is where you started when you were a kid, just like.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
What did you forget to do?
I saw your ukulele on the side over there.
Yeah, we're like.
I know. I meant to put it in the truck too, but I was collecting calamansi limes this morning. I still got to go deliver. They actually delivered all these vegetables to a local harvest that we said. But I have there's a woman and Maria's roots that I deliver. So yesterday we pulled some sweet potatoes and stuff. So I'm delivering a calamansi lime. What else did I got for her? Some bananas and also some guava. She wants some guava puree. So I'm delivering it this afternoon.
That's a full-time job, just keeping the ranch going and everything.
Well, the thing is, with all this rain, you know, we're getting lots of grass and stuff growing, but no time to go harvest because you're sliding and slipping on it.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
But let's get back to Anthony with your waves.
All right. This is original instrumental song, and I was messing around with this a little, like probably about like 6 months. I'd ever pick up the ook and play that, and then I just figured one day, what the heck, I better make this a song. And
what's the name of the CD this is on?
The CD is entitled Never Letting Go. It's my debut CD.
Really good too.
Yeah, it's an EP.
EP, okay.
Yeah. And all my stuff is on MauiAnthony.com if anyone's interested.
MauiAnthony.com.
Yeah.
That's called Waves, huh?
Yeah, original song.
I love it. So, girls, Reagan and Brianna, when you hear Anthony playing, he started playing when he's about your age, right?
Oh, no, they're already...
They're younger.
Yeah, about your age, yeah. But they started playing before I started playing, for sure.
Wow.
I started playing when I was around 11 years old. Yeah.
When you were 11. So do you get inspired when you see that kind of playing? And
definitely.
Yeah.
The playing is so, like, perfect.
Thank you.
How often do you girls play at home together? Do you just sit down and do music together?
Well, usually like when I'm bored or I don't want to do lessons. I was like, if you don't want to do homework, make a song. So I just play music all day practically. So.
They're also involved in all kinds of other things, the activities mom gets them involved in. Sometimes they do cooking. We've been on some cooking show stuff with them.
Really?
And also, are you into tennis? They also go down to the beach. They love to go to the beach. They go swimming all the time too. Sometimes I swim with them at the swimming pool.
Which beach?
I don't know which beach you guys. All of them.
All of them. But I don't know you have time to do all that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I go actually.
I don't know how you have time, Uncle George.
Well, I got to make time once a week. I actually go to Lahaina Pool because I used to go swimming in Lahaina all the time, but then I see stuff floating around and I say, oh man, look at all the boats parked out there. And I don't see anybody has a toilet, so I figure they must be using the toilet. Yeah. So I go swimming in a pool. I think it's safer. Lahaina side at least. You know, maybe Wailea is a little bit different. I don't know. Well, you guys go. Which beach? You guys go Bindi Beach.
On the weekends we go to
Scorpions.
Kapalua Bay.
Yeah, Kapalua Bay is good, and also Napili Bay is really good too.
Yeah,
it's our favorite too. Yeah.
So tell me about what your favorite songs are right now. When you have you done songs together? Can we do a song, a group song together?
We've backed them every day. This is one of the things that I have a book that we've been going through.
I love your new book.
Oh yeah,
songbook.
We
you have a songbook too.
My workshop has been going for almost 20. I think this is the 21st or the 22nd year.
Wow!
And so these are all the favorite songs that everybody chooses. So, and this is some of the protocol stuff we go through, like our chant, and then we go to the doxology in Hawaiian. It's just some stuff that we go through the book, and then we sing Hawaii Aloha and Hawaiian songs from the book too. And one of the songs that they love is a song called Aloha Kamanini. But then let's just do the protocol, okay? Is this okay?
Okay.
C. Okay. E ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. O na mea huna no hea o na mele. E ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. O na mea huna no hea o na mele. E ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, kai ke mai luna mai e. O na mea huna no hea o na mele. E ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai. Ona ni kama pua mau ke ki me kauhane no ke aku mau o mai kai pu ko ke a.
Oh,
you in my dream. We were walking hand in hand on a white sandy beach of Maui. We were playing there in the sun. We were having so much fun on a white sandy beach of Hawaii. Sounds of the ocean soothes my restless soul. Sounds of the ocean rocks me all night long. Oh, last night in my dream I saw your face again. We were there in the sun on a white sandy beach of Hawaii. On a white sandy beach of Maui.
So beautiful.
That's what we do. We just practice.
So beautiful.
And then we had a couple hundred songs in a book. This was just some of them. Yeah,
Chicken Skin. That's just lovely. Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's fun. I mean, that's just to be able to do that. And people don't. Maybe people listening and watching on Facebook may not know your history, but you go way back, and actually you're a priest of the land.
That's what it means,
Right?
Priest of the land.
And you have your
I have an album. Yeah, that was one of the albums that we did. And that was like about 45 years of work, original songs that I created, about a couple thousand, but those are the choice songs that we made. Unfortunately, that didn't win any Grammys or anything, no Hokus, everything. And the other one, that took me only like 45.
Well, you've gotten four Grammys, George.
And then about nine Hokus. But the one the Nahoku, this that was my Christmas album.
Yes.
And that took me only 45 minutes to do. So you never know how you're going to win, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then...
How many CDs do you have out now, George?
I probably have about 105 different things that I've recorded.
Wow.
From before it was 8-track that we had cassettes, and I had 45s, 33s, and then 78s, but now we have CDs. I recorded about 30-something albums with Daniel Ho.
Yes.
You know, we've done a bunch of stuff.
Those were the ones that got the Grammys,
Grammys, and then from the show we got about 8 or something, and solo albums about 80 or 90.
And that show's been going on in Napili now for how many
15
years?
15 years, yeah. 15 this years. Is the 15th year.
Slack keys, guitars.
And then we have different guest artists. Like, it's called the Masters of Hawaiian Music, George Kahumoku's Masters of Hawaiian Music.
And it's great.
And we not only have slack key guitar, we also have ukulele. We have guys who, you know, like sometimes we bring over Waipuna. We have some bands and stuff. And some friends.
It's great.
Over.
And it's like you were saying.
You can go to slacky.com or 808-669-3858 for tickets. And we, you know, we have a different guest artist every week. I'm the host. And when I'm on the road, it's actually Peter D'Aquino and Sterling Seaton and Max Angel who take over the show. And then they feature the guest artists. And I've also taken, you know, Peter D'Aquino on the road with me. Sterling stays home because he knows how to run the computer and the ka-ching thing, whatever.
The ka-ching thing?
Yeah, yeah.
The ka-ching thing?
Well, what do you call it? You know, the card thing with it, you know.
The PayPal thing?
Yeah, the PayPal stuff for when people come up and buy stuff. So he got to stay on. He knows how to write
the
something.
I like the ka-ching thing better. I think we got to make a ka-ching thing. I want a ka-ching thing, yeah.
So.
But
and why Nani Kilo dances hula, my wife dances hula too.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Nancy's amazing. Yeah, Nancy's
but
amazing.
But she's been having problems with... when she was younger, you know, we were all into martial arts. She used to be Taekwondo and Aikido and all that. So the kicking, when she was young, you know, she could kick really high. Now it's a bothering her knees. Her knees are kind of going out. So
yeah,
she uses some braces now. And what else? CBD oil. She's just
that's good that, stuff. Yeah. That's
very thanks
good.
To Lisa, she turned us on to that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know who used Uncle George? I mean, and Willie. Uncle Willie has been using it some too.
Oh, right
to
on.
Help. Yeah, because it does help with a lot. You two are pretty amazing. You know, you really helped. Aren't you proud of how Anthony's kind of
my goal with working the next generation is hopefully I can pass on the music.
Yeah.
And some of the traditions. And the thing is, the music is only about to me about my in my life only 2% of our Hawaiian culture. The other part has to do with sustainability and taking care of the land, taking care of the sea, and planting and that. And then our symbiotic relationship with, you know, the animals that we have and stuff like that and the things that we eat. So that's another part. And actually, we're doing a workshop, you know, we actually cook. The workshop's been going for 21 years, I think, or 22 years. I can't remember. But it's been, and then we do a lot of cooking. Most of the stuff comes from the farm, too.
That we where's, raise that, and stuff. Where's that happening?
It's in Napili. It starts on Father's Day, and it goes for about a week. So
oh,
the
really?
Girls come in to participate.
And you can go up there?
Yeah, yeah. You just got to go online. And we limit it to about 100 participants. And we have 20 instructors to teach guitar, ukulele. We even teach tapa beating, lei making, hula.
Wow.
So ukulele.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you can go where to sign up for that?
Kahumoku.com for Kahumoku. A workshop that com. Happens. Yeah.
Well, we have about how many minutes left? We have 10 minutes left.
Okay.
9 minutes left. And I have to say, hearing you all play, just makes my heart feel good. And I love it so, so much. You're just also wonderful that I am. I just don't want to stop. But people have to come out to Dikini Dikine Day, and we're going to have you girls come out too this Saturday.
You'll come to see, yeah.
From 10 to 2, and Anthony's going to be on at 1, and Uncle George will be on it too. And we're going to have them do a couple of songs kind of overlapping and together too, because you're really wonderful together. Okay. And you started with Anthony. You started with ukulele, right?
I did. I started about 6 years ago when I was 11 on ukulele and playing guitar for a couple years.
You're
now,
only 18?
I'm 17.
You're 17.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh!
And if you are interested, I hate to.
No, go ahead. No,
but,
no,
tonight, actually, I'm doing a free show at the Kihei Library.
Are you really?
6:30. Yeah.
What, 6:30 at the Kihei Library?
Yeah.
Oh, what a treat. So what a great treat.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe you're just 17 and you have such talent. I mean, you've
thank
got
you.
An amazing, isn't it make you feel proud to see?
Well, the thing is, you know, most people, you know, I've mentored probably thousands of kids over the years, you know, I mean, from the Big Island where I came from to over here. And most of the kids say, oh, I want to do an album. And I tell them, well, you know, so I tell them, how many songs you got to get? How many songs did I tell you have to have? Like
he said, you know, 12 songs.
12 songs to get. Yeah. And then 2 years later, most of them say, well, I think I'm ready. And then and with Anthony, it was like 2 weeks later, he said, I'm ready. I see the same thing with the girls. He's, you know, I write about 5-6 songs a year. In fact, on this same time out, I actually wrote 20 poems and stuff, and I haven't gotten the melodies yet that I've written for my next album. Is going to be called The Renaissance Man, so I'm going to.
That's you, The Renaissance.
Yeah,
man.
So I'm going to write songs on wherever we travel. We sometimes stay at homestays at these people's houses that we stay. You know, I mean, we can stay in hotels as well, and so a lot of these and they're musicians themselves, and like for instance, Washington D.C., we stayed Glenn and Donna. He Yashi's house, and they have a jam session. They even have home concerts at their house.
That's cool.
So, but what's really unique about them is they have this persimmon tree, trees, and during the you know, usually we come it's winter time, so it's always snowing on the ground or something. And the reason we go during the winter, people ask, why do you go to the winter? Because that's when we sell out all our shows. The more cold it is, the more people
that's
show
right.
up.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. If we try doing summer shows, and what happens is there's too many things to do. But people, when they're all cold and it's snow on the ground, they're thinking warm when they come to listen to our music. So we sell out the shows. So anyway, he has all these deer that come out in his yard. So I'm going to write a song about all the deer eating the persimmons that's dried up in his yard and about him sick. And then his wife just started taking a painting. And you know, I actually am a fine artist. I used to draw, paint, do sculpture and stuff. So I'll be inspired by her paintings and stuff like that. So I'm going to... You know, I'm going to go back and start drawing and painting again.
In your spare time.
In my spare time, yeah. So I gotta figure out how I'm going to do that because, you know.
You're getting up now about 4 in the morning. You could try getting up
at 3. I get up 3. No, I get up 3 every morning no matter what. You know?
I get up at 3:30
or 4. I get emails from Uncle at 3 in the morning.
I know. I get it. And I always get afraid, but I'm up early like that. Well, what are we going to do together? We got about 7 minutes.
Okay. So what song we got to do?
We got 6 minutes.
Why don't we do, what song?
Never Say Goodbye.
Yeah, why don't you?
I love that.
Never Say Goodbye.
Okay. Never Say Goodbye.
This is a Dennis Kamakai song. In fact, we would always sing this song. Dennis would write, you know, I traveled with Dennis Kamakai for almost 20 years. We did concerts all over the U.S., and he was probably Hawaii's greatest songwriter. There's more songs that he's written that people are now classics, you know. And this is a hula. But it talks about koke. And what happened in the 70s, he went over to Koke with the Sons of Hawaii. And what happened is they it was so cold, so they started a fire in the fireplace. But you know Hawaiians, they don't know how to start a fire in the house. So they started the fire, and then the next thing you know, smoke was coming out the windows and everything. And then the guy comes running into the house and said, what are you guys trying to do, burn out my house? And he said, then the guy says, well, did you open the flume? And he said, what's that? You know? And the guy says, it's a vent system you open up, and we don't know nothing about fire. So the guy opened the flume and all the flip the house, but he almost burned down the house. So Dennis Kamakai, he wrote this song in honor of the house that he almost burned down in Koke. that's the story about the house.
You know? For real.
Yeah. And it talks about the beauty of Koke, looking down to Kalalau Valley. And it talks about Waimea, the sacred lands of Waimea, from the island of Kauai. Anyway, a song called Koke. But let's not do too fast. See you. Poae e mana o ikave ki o koke ai kanani o ka aina o ka noe o ai ai o ka la la te aina la i taua liili o ai mea
o ai mea
ule o ai never more say goodbye never more say goodbye. Take one out of the I mai ana, ai kina, I kala, vela vela, I ke kai, avana avana, I po I po, ma kolo, o kala. Iu, 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 iu.
Aloha.